Today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Tzadi Zion, and we are on Tzadi Vav Mabez. Today's shiur is sponsored at the yard site of Bernard Weil, Yisachar ben Shmuel Halevi. He was the patriarch of the Weil family, whose foresight saved them from the Nazis and who rebuilt the family in the United States. All the Torah today should be Le'ilui Nishmaso. Okay, so let's continue now. Tzadi Vav Mabez. So we had the second mission in the parak yesterday, which was also about Shinui, possibly, according to Reb Chaim, according to the Brisker Rav. We said it wasn't exactly about Shinui. The first mission is about Shinui Kone. The second mission is just about, well, it's not the same as it was. And therefore you can't say, Harei Shal Chalafanecha. You can't just give it back to the one who you took it from. Fine. But there we got into the issue of Avadim. What happens if an Eved becomes old? Can you give that back? Or do we say, well, just like Karka can't be stolen, an Eved can't be stolen, an Eved is Hukash Lekarkos, and therefore, even if it is old, even if the Eved is old, you could just give it back. So that was a Machlokas Tanoim. In our Mishnah, we have the Chachamim, the Tanakama, treating Avadim like anything else. Right? Avadim go through a change. They're just like a Behema, and therefore, it is considered a change. And therefore, you pay kishas akzela. Rabbi Meir says no. Avadim aruchos lekarkos. By avadim, you could say arei shachal fadecha. Fine. And Rav in the Gemara. Let's start again from the two dots. Amr Reb Chanina bar Avdimi. Amr Av halacha Rabbi Meir. And Rav says halacha like Rabbi Meir, which we assume right now means Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah that eved hukash lekarkos. And by an eved, you could say arei shachal fadecha. You could just give it back, even if it got old. Says the Gemara of Rav shavik rabbanan va'avik Rabbi Meir. Why would Rav do that? Why would Rav leave the Rabbanan and hold like Rabbi Meir? Amri, Mishum de Braisa Ifchatanya. Because in the Braisa, we have the opposite version. We have the Shitas flipped in the Braisa. Says the Gemara, Rav Shavik Masisa Avik Braisa. So why would he then go like a Braisa and not like a Mishnah? Right? Isn't a Mishnah more authoritative? And the Baal HaMa'or here even points out, the Rashba quotes the Baal HaMa'or, but if it's, you don't need to go to the Rashba, it's in the Baal HaMa'or right here. Especially, even though there are many times that we pass in like Da'as Yechidim, and sometimes we'll pass in like a Braisa over a Mishnah, but this is Rav. Rav is a Talmud of Rebbe. Rav was there when Rebbe put together the Mishnayos. So therefore, for sure, Rav should go like the Mishnayos because he's a Talmud of Rebbe. So he just adds that historical part of the question. Pirish, this is Lamed Dalav Amabez, the Dafi Arif. He was there. And therefore, he should pass like Mishnayos, he should pass like the Rabbim in Mishnayos. And that's why Dafke, it's a stronger question here, and that's why the Gemara asks it. So again, the Gemara says, how could Rav leave over the Mishnah and pass like the Braisa, and like the Das Yachid? So Rav, Masizanami Ifchitani. No, Rav also flipped the Mishnah. Because Rav had the opposite attribution in the Braisa, that is why he also flips the Mishnah Shita. Says the Gemara, my time at the Rav, the Afek Masisa Mekame Braisa. So then, just further the question, why did Rav switch the Mishnah's attribution in favor of the Braises? Adaraba, Nefel Braisa Mekame Masisan. Do the opposite if you have a choice. So, read the Mishnah in light, read the Braisa in light of the Mishnah. Not the Mishnah in light of the Braisa. So the Gemara has two answers. Amri, Rav, Nami, Masisa, Nifchat, Asne. Either number one, no, Rav didn't switch it. He had that Masara from his Ramayim. He had the opposite attribution from what we have from his Ramayim. He didn't switch anything. Viba Yasema, or as follows. When does Rav not switch? Kilo, Afichada, Mikamechada. If Rav has a Mishnah against a Braisa, then he'll go like the Mishnah. That's more authoritative. Chad mikabi tarti afich. But if he has one in front of two, so then he will switch. And here we have Rav had two brises that Rabbi Meir held that an Eved is not like Karka. Meaning Eved is like Metaltzelin. Meaning our Mishnah holds the opposite. Our Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Meir, Eved is Kakarka. But Rav had two brises that Rabbi Meir hold Eved is not like Karka. So because of that, that's why he switched our Mishnah too. And when he says the halacha is like a remeir, it doesn't mean like the remeir in our Mishnah, it means like the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, which is, Eved is Kibitalatalan. Ditanya, where do we see this? Where is at least one of the brises that we see that remeir holds Eved is Kibitalatalan? Ditanya, the brises says, Hamachlev para bechamor v'yolda. If somebody switches a cow with a donkey, Reuven has a cow, Shimon has a donkey, and they're switching, they're doing chalifin, they're just doing a barter between the two. V'chein ha-mocher shivchas v'yolda, or somebody is selling a shivcha kananis that she has a child. So the question here is that it's a suffix. The cow had a baby. We don't know if it had a baby before or after the kenyan. How do you not know? Isn't an animal nicknase by pulling it? So you see, the answer is no. That's why the Mishnah, the Bryce here says chalifin. Chalifin, the Mishnah tells us in Kiddushin, once you pull one, the other one is nicknase b'chol makom shehem. And therefore here, the Baal HaPar pulled the donkey. So now the donkey belongs to me and the cow belongs to you. The cow's not here. And then when we go to the cow has a baby. So we don't know if the cow had a baby before the sale. And then therefore the baby belongs to me, the seller. Or it gave birth afterwards and you bought a pregnant cow and it belongs to you. And also by a shifcha, we don't know whether it was sold, when the shifcha had the baby. Zeh omer birshusi yalda. One of them says it was birshusi. V'allah shosek. The other one says, doesn't say anything. Zachaba, so in that case, where one says it's mine, the other one says nothing, then the one who says it's mine gets it. Why? Rashi Tosfos, Rashi says, Bari Vashema, Bari Adif. One says it's mine, the other one says nothing, which probably means I don't know. So Bari Vashema, Bari Adif, Rashi says. Tosfos quotes Rashi and says, even if you don't hold that, even if you hold Lav Bari Adif, here you have a different reason. Shtika Kahoda'a. Right, if somebody doesn't answer a claim, it must be they're admitting to the claim. Right, like what our kids always say, oh, you don't have an answer, so it shows I'm right. Right, that doesn't always work in life. Sometimes the parent just doesn't want to answer. But when it comes to adults who are having monetary claims against each other, that's what the Gemara says. Shtika kehoda'a. So, one of two reasons why, if one says it's mine, the other one says nothing, either bari adif or shtika kehoda'a. But continues the Brisa, ze omer eini yodea, ze omer eini yodea. What if they both don't know? They have no idea. They're both honest people. They don't know when this baby came out. Yachloku. Then you split it. Aye, but what about ze omer brishusi, ze omer brishusi? What if they both say it's mine? They both say the baby was born before or after. They're both vade about it. They're both baris. So then, yishava hamocher shebrishuso yolda. The mocher swears that it was in his possession, the baby was born, and this is a shvuas mode bimixas. Because what is the mocher saying? Yes, the mother is yours, but not the baby. So it's mode bimixas. Rashi explains how it's not a case of halach, if you remember the beginning of Bamitzia, which we're not going to get into now. But Lamais is a case of mode bimixas. Lefisha kol nishpan, Shabbat Torah, nishpan olam shalman, divrei Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says, all those who take a shvua daraisa, based on what Bezdin is mechayev them. I can make a shvuah about anything I want. I swear that it's going to rain tomorrow. I swear that this is a table. But the three shvuah daraisas that Bezdin is mechayev, shvuah smod v'mixas is one of them, right? Shvuah hashomrim, right? And shvuah eidachad. Those are the three shvuos daraisa where we say nishba v'niftar. I swear and then I am putter about what I'm swearing about. There are many shvuah darabanans and they are all except for one nishba v'notel. That's that long mishnah mesecha shvuos about nishba v'notel. The rabbanan were mesake many shvuos. Shvuos hesis is its own category. That's also a shvuah darabanan which is also nishba v'niftar, but that is really different. So you have the three Shvuah Daraisas, you have all the Shvuah Darabanans, and you have Shvuah Hesis, which is Lahafis Daito Shaval Abayas. But, says the Gemara, Moda B'mixas, and one of the three, Nishba V'Niftars, one of the three Shvuah Daraisas. That's the Tanakama. That's Rabbi Meir. V'Chachamim Omrim, E Nishba in Lo Alavadim Lo Alkarkos. No, you don't swear on Avadim and Karka. And this is the case of Avadim, the Shivcha, and therefore you're not going to take a Shvuah. So what do you see Rabbi Meir holds? That you do take a Shvuah on Avadim. So what do you see your mayor holding this brisa? In Eved is not hukash lekarkos. So this is one of the brises that Rav found that he said, oh, our Mishnah must be a mistake. It must be a mistaken attribution and you must switch it. Good. Says the, let's just do one more line and then we'll comment. Says the Gemara, hi, halakha Rabbi Meir, halakha Gemara, banami boilei. So then Rav shouldn't say halakha Rabbi Meir. If the shitos are switched in our Mishnah, he should say the halakha is like the Rabbanan. Based on my switch, the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. Just one detail here, just to add on. Why in the Brisa does the Brisa use the language of machlif when it comes to the animals and mocher when it comes to the shivcha? Right? Isn't it this mocher by both? He's selling a cow. So why is machlif one and mocher the other? So Rashi says that, if you look at the Rashi machlif, Rashi says the reason is because a behemah, an animal, ain't a nikkis bekesef ashi yimshok, as I alluded to before. Right? An animal, you can't pay for an animal with kesef. Kini kesef, or as the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, karka nikkis bekesef star u bechazaka, betaltar nikkis bebeshicha. But if you buy an animal, so then obviously you have to do meshicha, and if there's not going to be any suffix here. That's why he uses the lashon of machlif by the animals. So it's a case where there could be a suffix, where the animal is not here because you have two animals involved. You pull one animal, do meshicha on one animal, the other animal is nikneh automatically. That's why he uses the lashon of machlif by the animals. But by avadim, you don't need that. Avadim or nikneis. Bekesef, and therefore, you could use the lashon, regular lashon of mocher when it comes to a shivcha. That is Rashi. Tosfos quotes that approach, and then says, no, maybe you don't have to say that. He quotes Rashi, but first he says, urcha de bilsa nakat, maybe don't be medayik in the languages, but then towards the end, he says, why? Why shouldn't you say like Rashi? What's wrong? Rashi sounds fine. Right, aval ein lefarish, second skinny line. Tolo in Tosfos. Tolo matzi leminchan amocher par v'yoldo lefi she'ein par nikneis bekesef ela b'meshicha u'b'shas meshicha roem yoldeim lav aval shivcha nikneis bekesef davad hukshel lekarkos. Kama. That's all Rashi. Don't say that. You're not forced to say that. Daha Rabbi Meir k'tani la. Because remember, we're in the shita of Rabbi Meir who holds that an eved is not hukash lekarka, and therefore daha kabar didishvan ala avadim. Because he holds that you swear, as we just said in the Brisa, that you make a shvua on avadim. V'yalakarkos isle de'enishbain. And since they're not comparable, continues Tosfos two lines later, v'kiva de'lamakish le'inyin shvua, hu'adin le'inyin kinyin. Tamaisi raya me'hadib mishvua gezel. So it could be that you don't have such a major distinction between, oh, an eved is like nikveh bekesef, because it's similar to karka. We're within Rabbi Meir shita. If Rabbi Meir in this Brisa says they're not comparable regarding Shavua, Lachor, they're not comparable regarding Kinyanim either. But then Tosfos backs off a little bit, and this is exactly what the Rashba says to defend Rashi. Just because they're not similar by Shavua and by Gezel, who says you have to make that exact equation by Kinyanim. And that Tosfos says, Shema, you can say that for Rashi. The Rashba says, Vada, you say that for Rashi. And that's an important line. Because even if you say the Gemara here is putting it all together, if you say Avadim Hukash Lakarkos, you're going to say it all or nothing, the Tosfos here and the Rashba says here, maybe not. Maybe you will say it by one, even if you say they're not comparable by Shvua and by Gezel, maybe they will be comparable by Kinyanim. Because remember, a Kinyan is different. A Kinyan might be Tali, as we said a couple of days ago, relating to Mechubar and Talush, and not Karka and Metaltalin. We quoted that from Ramosha Soloveitchik. And therefore, says the Rashba, and says Tosfos, maybe that's the defense of Rashi. V'zeinu kasha kol kach. I read the Rashba, because he says it more as a Vadai. D'le'inyin k'niya harehen k'karka. Regarding Kinyanim, you would treat Avadim like Karka. Maybe Kinyanim are more of a formal context. About Tosfos says lav dafka Tosfos, you don't have to say this. Okay, important discussion in the Rishon. Good. Let's continue. Top of the Amud now. Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Mi Amar Rav Avdeka Mekarkoi Dami. So we figured out the Shitas of Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan. So after the dust settles, Rav holds Eved is like Karka. Because he holds like Rabbi Meir, which is really the Shitas of the Rabbanan, which is Eved is Kakarka. So does he really say that? Does Rav hold Eved is Kakarka? Vi Amar Rav Daniel Bar Rav Katina Amar Rav. But Rav says as follows. Hatokiv Ba'avdo Shel Chaveiro. If somebody grants his friend's Eved, Va'asa ba malacha. And I do malacha with the Eved, Pater. He's Pater, as we said right before the Mishnah yesterday. If somebody steals an ox and uses it to plow his field, Me'ikar Adin, he doesn't have to pay for that. He has to give back the ox. Rav says here, if somebody steals somebody's eved and works with it, pater. Why? Because a gazlan is pater from rental fees. A gazlan has to pay back what he stole. But rental fees, he doesn't have to pay back. Why? So that's a discussion in the Mefarshim. Different opinions given. Some say the shach in one place says, because he has kinyan gzeilah. So he's basically using his own eved, his own animal. Because of kinyanim, you're right, usually it works against him, chiyav own sin, but sometimes it works for him. So he doesn't have to pay for rental fees, number one. Number two, others say, there's a beautiful Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Shkap is quoted by some of his Talmidim, who say, he says as follows, quoted by Reb Shmuel Gruzovsky, Sheptur tashlum schar shal gazlan hu midin shinui kone. Shehishtamshus atzma hi shinui. Using the animal or the eved is itself called a shinui. Why? Shelaganav yischus liknos kol davar chadash shenotzar v'nishavim nagzela. Anything that comes out of this item, it could be that it turns into a different item. But anything that is not this item itself, but it just comes out of the item, that's called nishtane. V'geder davar chadash shuma she'ino ke'en shegazal. The gazlan got this usage out of this item. It's not the item itself. He was kone the hishtamshus through just using it. Using it is not the item. I return the item. The hishtamshus is a davar chitzoni from the item. So just, it's like a parallel to shinui. Just like shinui, it becomes mine. So the hishtamshus is not the animal, therefore the hishtamshus is related to me. I don't have to pay for it. Okay, you can also just say it's exer sagasif. As we said earlier, ke'en shagazal, right? Ve'en shagazal shagazal, kol gazlanim shalom k'shas akzelu, you give back the item, it's done. So those are three ideas why the gazlan would not have to pay to make schiris. Again, either it's his, or it's considered a shinui, or it is gzeiras hakasev, he just gives back ke'ein shegazal. But either way, let's get back to Rav's statement. So Rav says, if I steal your eved and I use it, so I'm pater to pay for the malacha. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. But if you say an eved is like karka, meaning, avadim einam nigzalim, if you say an eved can't be stolen, so am I pater? So then the Eved is still considered in the Rishus of the Nigzal, Birshus of the Marikai. So it's still his, and therefore I should have to pay for the usage. I should have to pay for the usage. Why? Demei Schiris, Tosfos on top. Tosfos says, Vim haya kimakarkoi dami, lo nafak mirshusi demari, davi kakarka, te enigzal, so mishalim agra, hecha dukar lagra. As long as it's roi, l'schiris. So ask the Gemara, isn't this a raya that Rav holds an eved is not like karka? Says the Gemara, no. Achamayaskina shalobashas malacha. You know why he doesn't have to pay in this case? Really, Rav fundamentally holds an eved is karka, and therefore he should have to pay schiris. Here he doesn't have to because we're talking about a time when the Bailam didn't need it. Shalobashas malacha. Rashi has two opinions here. Shalobashas malacha. Either bishashino rogulasas malacha. He takes it at a time when usually, I don't know, 9, 10 o'clock at night. O she'ein achshav l'baylov melacha laso. So the baylov doesn't have any melacha to do. And therefore what? Dezenen evezein chaser hu upater. Getting back to one of our favorite sugyas over there in Baba Kama. Daf chaf alav. Zenen evezein lo chaser. So, and you're pater in that case, right? If I get benefit, then you don't get any loss. Pater. So that's shalom b'shas malacha. That's what you pater here. Why kiha? Like we learned earlier, you have the shalach le Rabbi Abba l'mari bar mar. Boy, my name Erev Huna. Hador b'chato chaver shalom idaito. Sarach lalos lo schar or ain sarach lalos lo schar. The big sugya there. If somebody lives in their friend's house or yard without permission, does he have to pay him for it? If he didn't cause him a loss. Right, if he caused him a loss, the Gemara there says, of course you have to pay for it. But if it did not cause him a loss, v'shalchu lei eino tzarech la'alos lo schar. Right, so you don't have to pay. So therefore the Gemara says, that's why Rav says what he says by the Eved case. Fundamentally, an Eved is like karka, so why shouldn't you have to pay here if the Eved is considered still in the reshus of the owner, paid to me schiris like karka? No, we're talking about shalom b'shas malacha. We're talking about a case of zenene v'zelo chaser. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, Hachi Ashto, wait a minute. Don't you remember what we learned earlier on Daf Chaf Aleph, asked the Gemara? We learned specific reasons why we paskin patur, which don't all apply here. Hachi Ashta, wait a minute. Bishlama Hasam, over there I understand why patur. Why? Bain Laman to Abar Besa Misva Yasiv. One opinion was that, well, when somebody lives in your house, he's giving you hana'a. Anything that's broken, he'll fix. If the paint is peeling, he'll repaint it. So Besa Misva Yasiv means, even if somebody is in my house without permission, he's mahanemi. So Nichole, so fine, that's a good reason. Bein Laman D'Amar Ushi'iya Yukashar, which is more of a Kabbalistic reason, that there is a demon that likes to be mazik in empty houses, and therefore if somebody lives there, he's not going to be mazik. Ushi'iya, the desolation, Yukashar, right, that'll be, it'll hit the gates and it'll cause problems, right? Rashi says, Shedhu Ushmo Shi'iya. Right, so nichalei. So those are two reasons why the person living there is mahane, the balabais, and that's why the balabais, he's pater. Elahacha, but here, what kind of hana'a is the gazlan giving? Mi nichalei de nichush avdei. Is the owner happy that the evidence is becoming weaker? So, it's not a parallel case. Answer, he is. Amri hachinami nichalei de listerei avdei. No, he's still happy that his evidence is not getting used to being lazy. The Eved is working, and therefore, if an Eved just hangs out and does nothing and he becomes weaker and tired, it'll become part of Teva to be lazy. Right? Rashi says, Shelo yilmad darche habatala. Right? The person shouldn't learn to be mavutal. Right? The Mesillas Yesharim talks about. It's natural for us to be lazy. It's natural for us to be mavutal. But the more we do it, the more it'll become second nature to us. And that's why he is being mahanahim in this case. Good. There's a question that is asked by the Rishonim earlier. Not really here, but because the main sugya is there. And that is, the Gemara said before, Me'ikar Adin, Zed Nenev Zalochaser Pater. Right, if I'm getting Hana, let's say you're giving me a ride somewhere. Do I have to chip in for the tolls? That's always a common case where it's talked about. Zed, you're going anyway. So it's very nice of me to offer, to pay, but Me'ikar Adin, you know, even though the guy's like, I'm giving him a ride. But if I'm going anyway, Zenenev is Elochaser, I don't have to do anything extra, putter. Right? So, Me'ikar Adin. So asks the Rashba, asks the Rush, what do you need these reasons of Besa Misva Yosef and Shia Yukashar? What are those reasons are about? Those reasons are about that the person living there is really being Mahane, giving some benefit to the landowner. Even if he wasn't giving any benefit. Putter. What do we have to have the reasons for? The Gemara even asks from those reasons. You're only putter because he's being Mahane. We paskin zenen of zolochaser putter. So even if he's not being mahanahim anything, what do we, and if you say that, then you don't have any, the whole question of the Gemara doesn't get off the ground. Because you don't need any benefit going from the one living there to the owner. So why does the Gemara seem to say, no, you need some hana? That's the question that is asked by the Rishonim earlier. If you look in the Rush says, it's just the Ravcha de Milsa, really you don't need it. Really, you don't need the hana, but it just says he's also giving him hana, which is difficult in our Gemara. Because if it's just the Ravcha de Milsa, you don't need it. So the whole question here doesn't fit. Because the whole question of the Gemara is that, oh, well, there he's being mahana him and not here. You don't even need it. But the Rashba there says the reason. The Rashba says, because in terms of living in a house, it's never perfectly lo chaser. And because it's nev, there's always a little bit of chaser. There's the basic, if somebody is ever a landlord, there's basic wear and tear that the landlord always has to know is going to happen. If people live there, things are going to break and things are going to get worn out, and they can't always fault the renter for everything because there's basic wear and tear. So says the Rashba, that's why you need the balancing of the little hana'a that is given to the landowner here too. I'll read the Rashba on Daf Chaf earlier. V'shem en Omar, ki al kolponim yesh hefsir ksas bibatim, machmas drisas regal hadiyurin. Right, there's wear and tear. Ela shaharevach shematzila nosa mishia ola k'neged hefsir zeh. But it's the little bit of hana protecting from the shade that balances that. If there are other people already in the house, then that wouldn't be considered a benefit. Therefore, it would just be a pure case of chaser. Okay, we continue. Almost in the middle. Bei Rav Yosef Bar Chama Havitokav Avdei De Inshi De Masik Behu Zuzei. Rav Yosef Bar Chama used to grab people's avadim who owed him money. Somebody owed him money, so he used to take their avadim until they would pay them back. Va'avdi b'hu malach, and he used to have them work for him. Have them work for him. Amar le, where are we? Amar le, Rabba Bray. My time of an marhachi. Why? There's more by these than in the lachasar, a little bit in the sugya, but we're going to continue now. So Amar le, Rabba Bray. My time of an marhachi. So he asked his father, why are you doing this? Again, the father used to grab people's avadim, people who owed him money, and his son said, why are you doing this? And he must have asked him, obviously, in a mechubad way that a son is allowed to ask a father about a halachic issue. Amar Leit, Amar Rav Nachman, Avda Nam Kreise Lo Shavi. An Eved isn't even worth the bread that he eats. Meaning, what am I doing? What am I doing already? An Eved isn't worth so much. Amar Leit, Ema Da Amar Rav Nachman. When does Rav Nachman say that inferior type of statement about Avadim Kagon Daru Avde? That's only about Daru, his own servant. The market Mekuba used to go dance in the pubs, in the taverns. So he was lazy. He wanted to make a little buck at night and he used to dance. But Kulu Avdi Mevin Avdi, but regular Avadim, they're serious. And they give a nod to the owners. So how could you take these people's Avadim and use them? Amar le, anak Rav Daniel Svir le. You know why? Because I hold like Rav Daniel. Dam Rav Daniel Barav Katina Marav, as we quoted above, Hatoki Ka Bablo Shokavero, Vasa Babalacha Patur. Alma Nichale Delisri Avde. I'm really helping them out. Because Avadim aren't getting lazy. So Amar le, the son continues to the father and says, Hani Mili Hechadulo Masik Buzuze. That's only if they don't owe you money. If they don't owe you money, then feel free. Mar. Kiva Damasik Vuzuze, because they owe you money, Mechzi Karibis. They owe you money. You're taking their Avadim. Next week, they're going to pay you back their loan. So it comes out that you not only got their loan, but you got some benefit from their monetary benefit from their Avadim. Looks like you're getting back more than you lent. Mech, it's not Mamish Ribis. Wasn't a loan here. But it looks like Ribis. Dabar of Yosef Bar Ben Yomi, Amar of Nachman. Even though we say Zenen of Zalachazar is Pater. So if I live in your Rishus and you owe me money, I'm sorry, I don't have to pay you, but he'll veyu v'dar b'chazach aveir tzorach la'alos lo schar. But if you owe me money and I live in your house, so then I have to pay you for it, because if I don't, it'll look like ribbis. So Amalei, the father says, Hadri B, okay, you're right. I'm Choser Bo. I understand that this looks bad, and therefore I'm not going to do it. Ask Tosfos, period. Ask Tosfos. So, Lamaisa, if I lend you money, I can never do anything for you? I can't lend you a couple of eggs? I can't do you any favors? How do you live? Two people have a loan. They're not allowed to have any contact with each other. So when do you apply Maxi Karibis? That's Tosfos' Kasha, which is really a Zehu Neshach question, but that's Tosfos' Kasha. Third line of Tosfos. Tsarich Iyun. Heich halove mutter la'asos shum tova l'malve. If you always say that everything looks a little like Maxi Karibis, how could the Lova do anything for the Malve? What if they're friends? Afilu dvarim shaya osela b'lava. What if he would have done it without the loan? What if you would have done it without the loan? Is that also Mechzi Karibis? Via filu dvarim she'ein regilus lito manschar. Things that people usually don't take money for. They just do it because they're neighborly. Right? Yehei aser dumi dachatzel chayim lagra. Is it aser? V'koshke dvarim she'ein regilus tashel b'chinam. Surely, let's say I'm your friend and most people would rent out the animal. So what about here too? Right? Usually people don't lend out their horses. But what if I would lend it to you? So Tosfos has two important answers. Tosfos has two answers, which are, again, B'Metzia answers. V'yesh lomar, first Tosfos says on the 10th line, didafka mili tefarhesya va'av shetuva. Maybe something, you know when it looks like Mechzi Karibis, is it's very public. If I'm living in your house, that's public. People know that you're giving me something. And if I know, they know that you're doing it for free, that looks like ribbis. It's a public na'at, av shetuva, kugon ladur b'chatzero, v'litko fa'avdo, or to grab his eved, avalashalo kelov, but to let him borrow a rake, to let him borrow, I don't know, whatever it is, filu suso, kiva de v'labachi mashil mutter, or even a horse. People, horses are used here and there. So answer number one, says Tosfos, is it only applies to something public and avshem ilsa. And then Tosfos says another important distinction. V'yod shema yesh lomar, t'kol hecha, t'kodim halva, ha'yo'avim zed zeh, sh'ha'yim ashilin chazeh zeh la zeh, if they were very good friends before this loan, and everybody knows that they would lend things to each other without asking for payment. If they're friends, this is one of the part of the basis of, you know, neighbors giving things to each other and paying things back. Right, if I lent you $10 and you give me back $12, is that mamish a problem of ribbis? I'm moch, I'll give you back more? No, if somebody wants to give back, they went to the store, they got a whole thing. They want to give back more. Exactly, I borrow a cup of sugar and the way back, you know, it's a little more. So the post can talk about this, but the part of it is this issue in Tosos. Number one, is it public? Number two, were they friends beforehand? And they're not mocking on each other. They'll do it anyway. It's not an issue. And that is why this is the halacha. Okay. Vayter in Baba Kama. Says the Gemara two dots. Itmar. Hatokev sfidaso shel chavero va'asa b'malacha. We spoke about stealing. What is this doing here in this parak? All these cases. Stealing case of gzela. I steal your eved. Right now, I steal your boat. I take your boat and I do malacha with it. Amarav, ratza scharenotel, ratza pachsadotel. This depreciation of the boat every time it's used. So Rav says the nigzal, the owner of the boat, can either take rental fees or depreciation. So interesting, depreciation, you would think that's gazlan. Right? Call it gazlan mshalam shasak zela. Rental fees sounds like borrower. So which is it here? We just explained up above why a goslin does not pay rental fees. Let's see. Ushmuel Amar in Hotel Apaksa. Shmuel says no. Only depreciation. Why? It's a goslin. It's a goslin. So why does Rav say what he says? Amar Rav Palpavalo Pligi, Ha David de la Agra, Ha de lo Avi de la Agra. Answer number one. Well, was this boat ra'ui to be rented out to others? When does Rav say that you have to pay rental fees? When it's roi to be rented out. So when the guy took it, we say, well, maybe he also had that in mind. He also had that in mind. It's roi la agra, avida la agra, Rashi, mistama, right in the middle of the Amud, mistama, ki nachis la adaita da agra nachis. Mistama, he wanted to rent it. Well, my say, he didn't ask permission. So if the depreciation is more, he has to pay for the depreciation. But that's why Rav says either or. But Shmuel says, no, he didn't ask permission. Lo avidi, and it's not usually rented out. Lo avidi la agra, so he's a goslin. And therefore he has to pay just for the depreciation. V'iba yisema, or havaha davidi la agra. Or no, we're talking about a case where it's usually and it's commonly rented out. So therefore, he shouldn't have to pay for the depreciation. But hadanachas le'adaita da agra, v'hadanachas le'adaita gazlanusa. It depends why he took it. If he took it to steal, that's Shmuel. He just has to pay for the depreciation. If he took it to rent out, and it is normally rented out, that's why he just pays for the higher cost. But again, even though he went adaita de agra because he didn't ask, that's why he'll still have to pay for the depreciation because he is a semi-goslin. There is a very quoted sheet of the Ravid here. The Ravid here says, relating to this line, where's the Ravid? The Ravid says, Kashili ipachas. What type of depreciation is there here in the boat? We say there's depreciation, so you have to pay the difference. If there's depreciation that there's a shinui, then it should be shinui kona. And what do we say about a goslin before? Ein shamin, lo laganav lo lagoslin. He should keep the boat and have to pay back everything. And if there wasn't enough to be a shinui, then why don't we say kala gazlanim shalom ikshasak zela? Just give it back. Kashuli ipachas diyisbe shinui. We say ein shamin ala gazlan otol shvarim shalom sfina ma'alya. Shini's kone. And if it's pachas do lespe shinui, and if he's not kone, so then why is he pay at all? It should be basically nothing. It's not a shinui. You should be able to say reisha kala fanecha. So what the Brisker Rav might have answered is that, well, maybe there could be a case that's not called a shinui kona, but it is enough to not be called arei shachal fanecha. So the Ravid says something a little different, but he also, again, is trying to have this middle approach, a middle idea. Elanir Ali, beautiful Ravid. Dahai da amrinan, din nachas le betaras gazlanusa. When the Gemara says here that he went down to be a goslin, when does he got, right? The Gemara says that the chilek is, it's roi la'agra, but the chilek is nachas b'toras gazlanus or not. When the Brisa says that, lav l'gazlamamish, shalo yaksu ena l'baylim. it doesn't mean that he went out to steal it and never give it back. He went down to be a Shoel Shalomidas, which has the status of a Goslin. But he went down to be a Shoel Shalomidas. To keep it to Hachi, you have a Shoel Shalomidas. And what is a Shoel Shalomidas? The Gemara says it's a Goslin. Is it a Goslin for every single halacha of Goslonus? Diafag avda mashvinan like a Goslin. Le'inyin mesa makwas balacha ulachal onsin afilo haki lo nafik miklal shoel. The Ravid says, a Shoel Shalomidas, which the Gemara and the Rambam says is a Goslin, it doesn't mean for every halacha. A Shoel Shalomidas is half Shoel, half Goslin. He's a Shoel for certain halachas and a Goslin for all other halachas. He's a Goslin for Chiv Onsen, if it always happens. But for depreciation, even depreciation that is a Shinui, he's still a Shoel. For Kinyani Gezela, possibly for certain Kinyanim, like Shinui Kinyanim, he's still a Shoel, not a Goslin. And that's why he could give it back and just be Mashlim. The Afilu Bapachsa Dispe Shinui, Shamin Lo Shvarim Kishoel, to Lokasinan Le Kulei Hai. So that's an important Ravid. The Ravid says when it says here, he went to be a Goslin, it means he went to be a Shoel Shalomidas, and because he went to be a Shoel Shalomidas, regular laws of Shinui Koneh don't apply. You don't say ain't Shaman here, he's still a Shoel for halachas of Shinui Koneh. Beautiful. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, next piece, next line of the Mishnah. Gozal matbeya v'nistak v'chulu. The Mishnah spoke about that if you steal the money and it breaks, it cracks, then you have to pay. That you can't say Reish Chalaf Anecha because it's mamish broken, nikar. But if it just becomes nifsal, if the government stopped using it, that's hezek she'eino nikar, and therefore you can still say Reish Chalaf Anecha. Machlokas. Amar Rav Huna nistak nistak mamish nifsal pasal tal malchus. Rav Huna says what we thought it means. Nistak means literally cracked. Nifsal means the malchus stopped using it. For Rav Yehuda amar no pasal tal malchus nami aino nistak. Wow. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you can't use it, it's as if it's cracked. Ela, meaning what? Right, what's the machlokas amaram here? How do you define hezek sheino nikar? Do you need a physical change? Or, if it's obvious to all that it's worthless, is that good enough? Right, if you find something that used to be money, but everybody knows it's not money anymore, is that good enough? Says Rabbi Nachman, says Rabbi Yehuda, that's also hezek nikar. That's why he has to give a different pshat. But that's the machlokas amaram here. Elahechi dami nifsal. So, and this has to be quoted whenever we talk about hezek sheino nikar in Gittin and elsewhere. So, elahechi dami nifsal. So, what does it mean nifsal in the Mishnah that is not hezek nikar? She pasalta mezina zu v'yotze medina acheres. It could be used in other countries, just not in this country. So that's why people don't look at it as garbage. Amalei Rav Chisda l'Rav Huna. According to you, who says any government that takes it out of commission, changes the currency, even if it can be used elsewhere, that's not called. Called the hezek sheino nikar. Hare peros v'arkibu yayin dechmitzu. What about those cases? The chipasal de malchus dami. Aren't those similar to a case that it's not usable for katani mishalim kashas lagzeila? Aren't those similar? Says Rav Huna back, no. Amar lehasan mishtana taiva varecho. By the wine and the fruit, it physically became putrid. Rav Huna says, that's what I hold. If there's a physical hezek, that's the problem. Hachalo nishtana. But over there, by the government not using it anymore, you can't see anything. Similarly, Amalei Rav Yehuda l'didach ta'aret pasalto malchus nami haino nistak. If you say they're similar, hare tshuma v'nit meisichi pasalto malchus dami v'ktani amar ala hare shechal fanecha. So if you can't use it, why isn't that similar to tshuma becoming tamei? Amalei Rav Yehuda would answer back, hasam lo minkar azeka. Not everybody knows that this is tamei. What if the sheretz is not on the thing anymore? That's not clear. Hacha min karazeka. Here it's clear. Everybody knows that this money is not used anymore, and therefore it is hezek nikar. Itmar hamalves chavera ala matbeya. If somebody gives their friends, Rashi says shum pragmatia, some type of goods, not money. Somebody lends their friend goods, but they're going to get paid back money. You owe me 10 shekel. And then what happens? The government passels the shkalim. And now, if you give me back 10 shekel, it's worth nothing. But the deal was, you pay me back 10 shekel. So, do you have to give me back something that's worth something, or can you give me back 10 shekel. So, Hamalas Rabbi Almadveya v'nifsala Hamadveya, right, there's new currency. Rav Amar, no sin lo Madveya yoti bosa shah. Rav says, you gotta give the new one. You gotta give new Madveya, the new coin. Right? You can't say because, it was, he was makabel to pay him something that, of value. Ushmuel Amar yachal Amar lo, lechotzio b'meishan. Shmuel says to him, as long as this is currency somewhere, he could say, no, I'm giving this back to you. Go use it in Meishan, a far away place. Right? So therefore, it is allowed. Rashi says here, and Tosfos discusses it at length. We don't have time to go through it in depth. Rashi says here, this is only if it was goods to money. If it was money to money, it could be that you just have to pay back the money. Right? Even if it's not, maybe even Rav would agree in that case. Amar of Nachman, but the Gemara continues, Mistavra Milsei de Shmuel, when does Shmuel say that you can give money for Meishan? De Islay Urchal Amez al Meishan, where he's planning to go to Meishan. Or Rabbi Yehonasan here says, Yonasan Milunel, where he commonly goes to Meishan. He has business there, that's where he could give it to him. Avaleslay Urcha, but if he never goes to Meishan, lo, then you can't give him money that's only worth something in Meishan. Right? That is not acceptable. Period. Eisvei Rav Alar of Nachman. So now we're getting back to the original. Eisvei Rav says to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman again was the one that Rav Nachman just said right up here. I'm sorry. Rav Nachman said that everybody would agree that if he's not going to Meishan, so then you can't give it to him. So Rav Rava asked on him, Ein Mechalel Alamos. The Braisa says, the Tosefta says, Sheinam Yotzos. You cannot be Mechalel Meiser Sheini fruit onto money that is not a current currency. You can't use that Kate side. So for example, Hayilomos, Kuzbios, Yerushalmios, Oshal Malachim Arishonim, if you have money that is not, are not used anymore, we'll get to what these are, soon, Ein Mechalelin, you can't use money that is not used anymore, that nobody uses anymore. What's Mashra from there? If somebody uses the money, Hashal Achronim, Dumyadarishonim, Mechalelin. What does the Braisa say? You can't use money that nobody in the world uses. But if somebody in the world uses it, like even in Meishan, you would be able to use it. So isn't that against you, Rav Nachman? Because Rav Nachman says the only if everybody agrees that if nobody's going to Meishan, you can't. This Braisa says as long as it's usable somewhere, it's usable. Amar lei, hachamai eskinan, kishein malchias makfida zu al zu. That Braisa is only where the governments and the countries are very friendly with each other. There's no problem. It's like the European Union. You go from one country to another, no problem, and take the currency. That's where the Braisa says it's automatic. When was Rav Nachman talking about it? Where it's a little harder to get from one to the other. That's where it only has to be where you go. Elokiyamar Shmuel, kishamalchias makpido zu al zu. So Shmuel said it's when they're makpid, sahechimati mamti luhu. But then, why would it be good at all? Right? What does Rav Nachman explaining Shmuel say? It's good as long as he's going to Meishan. But even if he's going to Meishan, they're going to stop you at the border. Right? Hechi mati mamti lu. The mamti lu idea tzchak. To lo bachshi. Maybe it's possible, but it's just difficult. They're not going to search you. If they search you, they'll take it away. They won't let you bring this in because they're makbid on each other. So, lamaisa, period, what we say, as if it's usable everywhere, if it's usable somewhere, and it's easy to get there, malchias are not makbid, then it's okay. If they are makbid, so then you have to be able to go there and possibly use it. That would be the machlokas between Shmuel and Rav. Stop there for a minute. So, what was this money of Moos Kuzbios? Rashi. Fourth line. Madbea shal ben Kuziba. A Madbea of Bar Kokhba. Ben Kuziba was his real name. Rabbi Akiva gave him the name Bar Kokhba based on the pasuk in Balak Dara Kochav Miyakov. So he minted coins. He minted coins. And therefore, that's what it means. Kuziba v'Yerushalmi hayu. Rabbi Yaakov Emden doesn't like this because he says, and the Maariv Chayes also discusses, Bar Kokhba was not in Yerushalayim. He was in Beitar. So what do you mean Yerushalmios? Why are they Yerushalmios? One problem. Second problem with this first day in Rashi is that during Bar Kokhba there was no more Beis HaMikdash. So what were they doing about Mechal and Meisr Sheni? What are we talking about? So they go with Rashi's second shot. It was just a city of Ksiv. Was it from Ben Kuziba? That is the 2 days in Rashi. And the problems with it, well, yeah, the way you answer, you could answer of, somehow, maybe, they were still Mechalel, so the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, well, maybe there was some wall that was still left up, even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there was still some wall of Yerushalayim, and other, he says, but some other sources says that no, Nechrasha Ha'ir, it was totally plowed over. But it's a fascinating discussion on this little detail of Bar Kokhba coins here in the Baba Kama Tzadi Zayin. Good. We don't have time to get into Beitar now and the fourth bracha benching, but there's a lot to say there, why Chazal were misakein a separate bracha for that nace. Vaiter. Tashma, continuing the Gemara now, another kasha, in Mechalalin, al Mo'ushal Khan, Vehin Babavel. You can't be Mechal, Mo'ush by Zersheni, on money of here, right, of the Brises in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, Vehin Babavel. And the fruit are in Bavel. The money is in Bavel. Vishal Bavel Vehin Khan. Shall Bavel Vehin Babavel Mechalalin. But you could use Bavel Mavi in Bavel. Says the Gemara, one second, Tani Mias, but what does the important part say for us? Ein Mechalin al Mo'os Shal Kan Vehin Babavel. You can't use Mo'os Shal Meiser Sheni of Yerushalayim, and the Mo'os and the Bailim are in Bavel. Avagav the Sofa Lemesek Lassam. Why can't you use that? If you have Mo'os of Yerushalayim in Bavel, they're eventually going to be brought here, so why isn't it no good? Rav Nachman says it is good as long as you're going to get there. As we said before, maybe it's no good with their makbid on each other. So what are they roi for if it's all in Bavel? Right? If you can't, you have to use it in Yerushalayim. So chazu dezaben luhu behema umasig Yerushalayim. They could buy an animal in Bavel and bring it up to Yerushalayim. What does it mean malchias makpidah zuozu in terms of the currency? But you could buy an animal in Bavel and bring it to Yerushalayim. And Tosva says, there's a machlokas whether you're allowed to do that. Right? It could be that you're not allowed to buy animals outside and schlep them up. So this must be according to the opinion that you can. Or, shasat chak. Maybe it's a case where you don't have any other choice. Period. Vahatanya, born min the Brisa says, es kinushi amos yosas v'yushalayim ebnei kach, chazawar misakein, that all monies would be allowed in Yerushalayim. All monies. How could you have a case where in Bavel that it says that the Brisa says, and we just said it means the machias are makpidos. Amar of zero lokasha, no problem. Kam bizmansha yad yisrael takifa alumos ha'olam, kam bizmansha yad umos olam, takifa alasman. Depends who's in charge. Which way does it flip? Machlokas Ravid and Rov Rishonim and the Rambam Lashim and Kubetzes. What's the pashtus? Where we are in charge, so we can make the rules. And we can say the currency, if all currencies are accepted in Yerushalayim. But if we're not in charge, we can't. The Rambam Lashim and Kubetzes has the exact opposite suggestion. Feel free to look there. Okay, the next three lines are really the end of the sugya, but there's so much to say about the next three lines, so I don't want to start them now. Just to go back, just to mention the Meshech Chachma, we mentioned this actually in Shulchan Shabbos, about what we're talking about, Bar Kochva and Beitar, the Meshech Chachma and Parshas Ekev, and the Tzlach and Brachos also, discuss why Dafka, Chazaw or Misakein, a separate bracha for what happened after Bar Kokhba was killed and Beitar was massacred and they were found months later that their bodies did not disintegrate or decompose and it was Zocha L'Kfura. Also one of the six reasons that Tu Ba'av is a happy day. But why is there a separate bracha of Atov HaMeitiv, the fourth bracha of benching? And where we talk about how awesome Hashem is. Hu'eitiv, hu'meitiv. So the Meshech Chachma explains this was the last Nes Nigla in history. Right? This was hundreds of years after Hanukkah. The last going against nature. Again, we know that just the Am Yisrael being around is a nace, and the Six-Day War was a nace, and the fact that Eretz Yisrael exists is a nace. Right? So everything is a nace. So, but really, nace nigla, what is objectively being able to go against the laws of nature, it was that, on a national level, it was that event. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that event. Why? Why did he give us that nace? Because it was 100 years, whatever it was, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And we thought we were going back. The other one had 70 years in between. We thought Bar Kokhba, Rabbi Kiva thought this was it. And then there was massacre. So we were depressed. Forget it. We're done. We're finished. And Christianity was starting. And they were saying that Hashem has chosen a new people. Hashem has rejected us. Hashem does a nace for us. As if to show us, I'm still with you. This nace needs to carry us until Mashiach. This nace needs to carry us all the way. And that's why Chazal made a bracha to help remember it. He never, Right, and that's why it was Mesukan then, because we need to realize to take that nez with us throughout the long galus. Hashem knew we needed that extra chizuk right before the long galus. Right, the Meshech Chachma says that on V'yahal v'chut v'savat v'rachta, the Pasuk in Eked. Okay, we'll have to stop here before we talk about the coins of Yerushalayim. What do the coins of Yerushalayim say on it? Again, today's shiur, just to repeat, is sponsored on the yard site of Bernard Weil, Yisachar ben Shmuel Halevi, the patriarch of the Weil family, whose foresight saved them from the Nazis, and who built the family in the United States, the neshama should have an aliyah. Okay, we'll stop here.